Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, Ross, this is the next kick in the pants to Texans fans. J.J. Watt is now an Arizona Cardinal, of course, being there with DeAndre Hopkins. How surprised are you that's where he went? Because a lot of people thought the Packers seemed to be the destination. It made sense.
I was surprised because you just hadn't heard them mentioned. You know, I mean, you'd heard the Browns, the Bills, the Packers. It seems like the Arizona Cardinals came out of nowhere. Now, I will say this. I believe that Steve Keim, the general manager, and certainly Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach, realize this is a critical year for those two guys. You know, Keim has been able to hire multiple head coaches. Steve Wilks was a disaster. Now he's going into year three with Kingsbury. They haven't made the playoffs. Kingsbury's going into year three. You know, you really don't get a year four in the NFL unless you make the playoffs. I mean, nobody goes 4 years as a head, gets a fourth year as a head coach when they haven't made the playoffs the first three. It's just very unlikely, very rare. So I think this is a move where the Cardinals were willing to make a much more significant financial commitment to JJ, with the second year having whatever it is, $7 million guaranteed or whatever it is, right, where he's basically going to get 2 years. I just don't think other teams were really willing to do that at this stage of his career with his injury history. And this is what happens. You know, teams like the Bears, teams like the Cardinals, when you have a GM and a head coach that know it's kind of make or break year for them, they're going to give bigger commitments. They're going to be more willing to trade picks, stuff like that, to get players for this year.
So, Ross, if I'm hearing you right, what I'm getting from you, this was less of a, hey, this is a place I want to go to try to win a championship, is more of a money move for JJ. Like, hey, I'm cashing in. This is a place that I can go and get paid $15 million a year where I wouldn't have gotten that elsewhere.
Yeah, so I think JJ, and I give him a lot of credit for this, I think he's a smart guy. And I think the ring chasing thing is a little bit of a myth. Right. I mean, so let's say he signed, like, if you look at the, and we talk about this on BetQ Daily or the Even Money podcast, if you look at the odds for the Bills or the Packers or even the Bucks to win the Super Bowl again, they're not real good. I mean, like, it can only be one out of the 32. And by the way, the Cardinals have a shot. Now, I don't think the Cardinals have as good a shot as the other teams we referenced, but the Cardinals have a shot. I think JJ is smarter to know, yeah, I could sign with the Packers. But Aaron Rodgers has been to exactly one Super Bowl. One. He's been there. He's only even gotten there one time. So this idea that you're going to pick this team, the Bills or the Packers, the Browns, whoever it is, and then all of a sudden because of that, they're going to go to the Super Bowl and win it, the odds of that are really, really small. I think he realized, I got to go. What I know for sure is I will get the most money if I go to the Arizona Cardinals. And by the way, it's lovely there. It's warm. And they have a chance. You know, maybe not as good of a chance as the Packers or the Bills to go to the Super Bowl, but they have a chance. Not like he's going to a terrible team. He's going to a team that could conceivably have a path to the Super Bowl. I don't blame him at all. I would do the exact same thing that he did. You know, this whole idea of, oh, you go to the Bucks and win a Super Bowl. Well, it's really hard to win back-to-back. So you can go to the Bucks, and then if they lose in the playoffs, okay, well, was that worth it to you? Because you just turned out a lot more money that you knew you would get.
Ross Tucker, our radio.com NFL insider, is with us. And Ross, the Texans front office over the last 18 months, deservedly so, has been crushed for a lot of the moves that they have made, or the lack thereof moves they have made. And there are reports from Diana Rossini of ESPN that J.J. was getting offers from like for about $16 million, and we see here he got $23 guaranteed, 2 years, $31 million. When you see this contract and the money he got, do you think the Texans at all maybe made a mistake of not really exploring his trade market to try to get additional picks or a pick for J.J. Watt, especially how terrible they are in terms of the amount of draft picks they have ready for this draft?
I think they probably did explore it. I don't think there would have been a great market for it. I think it would have been a really low pick because it was only 1 year, $17.5 million. And when you're adding the draft pick compensation, that just makes the financial compensation even more, right? Like, so when teams look at it, they look at it like, okay, how much money and draft choice, and they kind of combine those, right? So, like, if you trade for J.J., well, let's just say you trade a sixth-round pick, it's almost like in the mind of the team, you're paying the guy like $19.5 million for 1 year, if that makes sense. Whereas any of these teams just signing them, like the Cardinals, they don't have to give up any draft picks. So the only part of it is the financial commitment. And I think the Texans have had so much negative publicity that the last thing they wanted was for J.J. Watt to go public against them with his frustration that they traded him to some team he didn't want to go to or whatever, when he's been the face of the franchise for so long for some low draft pick. I think they just did the equation in their mind that wouldn't be worth it to them. You know, whatever the draft pick was wouldn't be worth the potential negative ramifications if they could have gotten a draft pick at all. I mean, I still think whichever team, and maybe the Arizona Cardinals would have given a seventh round pick to get J.J. for 1 year and $17.5 million. I don't know.
Speaking of faces of the franchise, Deshaun Watson had a recent meeting with David Culley, head coach of the Houston Texans, and it was a virtual meeting conversation they had, and he reiterated that he did not want to play for the Houston Texans this year. How do you feel like this saga ends? Is April 29th the deadline in your eyes, the way I see it, for a deal to get done? And how do you – the Texans are on their side saying they're not looking to trade him at all. He's our quarterback. And, of course, Deshaun does not want to be here. How do you see this playing out?
Yeah, so they're going to trade him. I'd be shocked if they didn't. Like, when I see – I feel like over the years, Wade, I feel like I now speak fluently in insider tweets and insider comments. When I see Ian Rappaport say, Texans aren't going to trade him for a long time, if at all, that means they're trading him. And that means they're saying for a long time because they're trying to keep leverage for not only free agency in the draft, but at least the perception that they would keep him after that. I don't believe that for a second. I think that that's just something they put out there so that teams don't think that they have a deadline in mind. But I believe Deshaun Watson will be traded by the first night of the NFL draft. I think, look, if they weren't going to trade him, it would be, nope, we're never trading him. Once Ian Rappaport comes out and says, they're probably not going to trade him, but if they do, it won't be for a while. Yeah, that just means they are going to trade him, and it won't be a while. It'll be sooner than you think, and it'll be the draft.
And Ross, real quick, I know a lot of people have issues with potentially – there are some people have issues with potentially Deshaun flexing his power in the way he has. I know you're saying you think they will trade him. Do you think they should? Do you think that is the move that the Texans should make, or do you think the Texans should hold strong and say, hey, we're holding you to the contract you signed.
Yeah, I think they should trade him. Now, I will tell you, as a former player who got cut, I don't know, four times and traded once and IR once and whatever, PUP, if there was a list you could be on, I was on it. As a former player in that situation, I love seeing the players kind of have the hammer on the teams. I mean, I never had the hammer on the team. The team had the hammer on me, and they used it a lot. So I love seeing a player actually being able to have the power. As a fan slash member of the media, not a big fan of it, because I like that all of the people in Houston that love Deshaun Watson, I wish they could watch the next 10 years of his career. I wish all the money they spent on those Deshaun Watson jerseys, they didn't have to. Look, I live outside of Philly. My buddy was just saying to me, what am I going to do with these two Wentz jerseys I got my kids? You know what I mean? Like, it's, I get it. People in Philadelphia thought Wentz would be there for 20 years. So I totally understand it. But in this particular case, he doesn't want to be there. And I don't think there's anything they can say to convince him to be there. I don't see how it benefits the franchise or the city to just drag this thing out, you know, take it to training camp. And look, he could say he's got a tight hamstring or a bad back. Then you can't even find him. Why make it ugly? I don't see how it benefits the organization to make it ugly. I think at this point, they'll be able to get a king's ransom for him, and they should. They have a new GM. They have kind of a new owner. They have a new Easterby, whatever he is. And it's kind of time to turn the page and start over with the king's ransom that you get for Deshaun Watson.
Ross, before you get out of here, man, last thing I got for you is J.J. Watt is out there in Arizona now. He's joining up with Hassan Reddick, and if they re-sign him, of course, and then Chandler Jones. Do they become the best defensive line in the NFC West? Of course, you got the 49ers. They'll be back at full strength. You're a former offensive lineman, so you know what it's like to go against some goons over there on the other side of the ball. How do they compare and stack up with the NFC West, and then just period as a pass rushing group going forward?
Well, obviously they'll be very good. I guess because Chandler was injured and missed almost the whole year, and because JJ's age and injury history, I can't put them ahead of like the Niners with Nick Bosa coming back. Although D Ford's had his issues as well. And even the Rams, I mean, with Aaron Donald, and if they bring back Leonard Floyd, I think they're all kind of about in the same spot. It's weird, though. I mean, a lot of these guys we're talking about, they're all Chandler Jones and Bosa, a lot of guys coming off injury, so it's kind of hard to know what to expect. I'll just go with the younger guys in San Fran and L.A. over maybe the older guys in Arizona. But they're all, I mean, you could put them in a hat, Wade, and pick them out. They're all going to be very, very good. But the Hassan Reddick thing is fascinating, too, because does that mean you have J.J. rushing inside? I'll be very curious to see how it ends up working out in Arizona.
All right, that's Ross Tucker. We thank you so much for all of your input and your Jack Easterby comment. That really did it all for all of us, because I just want to keep playing that and saying whatever he is. That was fantastic.
See you guys. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.